It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The death toll is rising after a series of tornadoes tore through several states in the Midwest and South and reduced homes and businesses into piles of rubble late Friday night, early Saturday morning. In Kentucky alone, the death toll is at least 80, and Governor Andy Beshear thinks it'll exceed 100, making this the deadliest tornado in the state's history. Destruction was also reported in Illinois, Arkansas, Missouri, and Tennessee. At least six people died at a collapsed Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville, Illinois. But there might be a glimmer of good news out of Kentucky, where officials now say the death toll could drop as the number killed at the Mayfield Consumer Products candle factory appeared to be fewer than 20, which is good news because that's a lot lower than the 70 initially feared dead. Andy Beshear in a Sunday evening news conference saying, if so, it may be a better situation and the miracle we were hoping for. Deanne Criswell, the head of FEMA, on Sunday said that the swath of deadly tornadoes will become the new normal amid worsening climate change. She called the phenomenon the crisis of our generation and said rescue workers were helping support short and long-term housing needs, saying the amount of time the tornadoes spent on the ground wreaking havoc was, quote, unprecedented. Now on to the Supreme Court, where on Friday, we watched helplessly as the court, packed by the former administration with right-wing ultra-partisan hacks, announced that it would allow Texas's six-week abortion ban to remain in effect, while allowing challenges to the unconstitutional law to proceed. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom said that Supreme Court ruling that Texas can continue to deputize people to sue abortion clinics left him, quote, outraged. So he decided to use that ruling and similar legal tactics to take on gun control in California.
And if the Supreme Court is going to uphold vigilantes and uphold people putting women's life at risk, then we will use and exercise our rights to advance similar law here in the state of California to protect people's rights against guns and gun violence.
Newsom said he directed his staff to draft a bill that would allow private citizens to seek injunctive relief, quote, against anyone who manufactures, distributes, or sells an assault weapon or ghost gun kit or parts in the state of California. So he's giving private citizens the ability to sue illegal gun manufacturers and assault weapons dealers with laws modeling Texas controversial abortion legislation. Oh, more like this, please. So the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack released a report Sunday detailing former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' efforts to help the former guy overturn his election loss. The panel, which will vote Monday on recommending contempt charges against Meadows after he halted his cooperation with the inquiry, described some of the thousands of emails and texts Meadows handed over to the committee, including one email to an unidentified person that said the National Guard would be on hand that day to, quote, protect pro-Trump people. The committee already has recommended criminal contempt charges against two Trump allies, including former strategist Steve Bannon, who was later indicted. The United States hit another grim milestone on Sunday as the coronavirus-related death toll passed 800,000 on Sunday. This, as public health officials brace for a potential surge of new cases as winter hits and people are spending more time indoors, increasing the risk of infection, all at the same time as the highly infectious Omicron variant continues to spread. More than 450,000 people have died after contracting COVID-19 this year. That's more than died in all of 2020, despite the widespread availability of vaccines and new treatments. The highly transmissible Delta variant drove a summertime surge and continues to account for nearly all COVID deaths. And in case you are wondering, most of those dying now are not vaccinated. The U.S. has the highest COVID death rate in the group of seven wealthiest nations in the world. In New York State, a new mandate that requires people there to wear a mask in all indoor public spaces unless businesses implement a vaccine requirement goes into effect today. The new rule was announced late last week by Governor Kathy Hochul, who said she's trying to get ahead of what she calls a winter surge for three main reasons: increased cases, reduced hospital capacity, and insufficient vaccination rates in certain areas. This mandate will be in effect until January 15th. Maybe it's something in the water. On Thursday night, Brian Williams exited NBC News after 28 years, the last five spent hosting MSNBC's 11th Hour.
The reality is, though, I will wake up tomorrow in the America of the year 2021, a nation unrecognizable to those who came before us and fought to protect it, which is what you must do now. They've decided to burn it all down with us inside. That should scare you to no end as much as it scares an aging volunteer fireman.
But we knew that exit was coming, as it had been announced a few weeks ago. But everyone was surprised by Chris Wallace's announcement Sunday at the end of what now will be known as his final episode hosting Fox News Sunday.
After 18 years, I have decided to leave Fox. I want to try something new, to go beyond politics to all the things I'm interested in. I'm ready for a new adventure, and I hope you'll check it out. And so, for the last time, dear friends, that's it for today. Have a great week, and I hope you'll keep watching.
Former Fox News anchor Chris Wallace announcing his surprise departure from the network at the end of his last show. Shortly after that, CNN announced that Wallace will join CNN Plus. That's their new streaming venture launching early 2022. Wallace was tapped to host a show featuring interviews with newsmakers, quote, across politics, business, sports, and culture. All right. And finally, Time Magazine has announced its choice for its 2021 Person of the Year. And right now, as I do every year, I feel it's my duty to explain that the Time Magazine's Person of the Year is not an award, nor is it an honor. It's simply the individual or group that the magazine's editorial staff believes most shaped the previous 12 months for better or for worse. So keeping that in mind, Time Magazine's 2021 Person of the Year is Elon Musk. Really? Because he's rich? Wow. Boy, that says something. I'm not sure what, but it certainly says something. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.